This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the role of the middle class in the country's growth and said their aspirations are giving impetus to the nation's progress. Replying to the debate on the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's decision to empower the middle class by giving more money in their hands. Mr. Modi said a neo-middle class has emerged in the country and his government is standing with strong commitments with this neo-middle class. He said 25 crore people have been taken out of poverty, which was a matter of pride for them, asserting that the BJP-led NDA government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time.
25 करोड़ लोगों को गरीबी से बाहर निकालना ये हमारे लिए गर्व का विषय है कि हमने एक बहुत बड़ा काम किया है और आज गरीबी से निकलकर वो एक न्यू मिडिल क्लास हमारे देश में अर्जित हुआ है. हमारी न्यू मिडिल क्लास और मिडिल क्लास की आकांक्षाएं आज देश के लिए गति देने वाली शक्ति, हमारे देश की एक नई ऊर्जा है, देश की प्रगति का सबसे बड़ा आधार है.
India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said that Sheikh Mujibur Rahman is a symbol of the heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression. He added that all those who valued the freedom struggle that nurtured Bangla identity and pride are aware of the importance of his residence for the national consciousness of Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. All preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Waz, yesterday said all the arrangements for a smooth and fair counting process have been made. She said the EVMs have been kept at the strong rooms under the constant vigil of the commission and the police officials. 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for the counting of votes. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce today the decision of its Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, meeting amid widespread expectations of 25 basis points reduction in interest rate after a gap of nearly 5 years. New RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, who chaired his first MPC meeting, is expected to announce the decision of the six-member panel this morning. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar remarked that fiscal prudence and frugality must never compromise operational efficiency. He addressing the Indian Defence Account Service, IDAS, probationers of the 2022 and 2023 batches in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar urged probationers to never create problems in the disbursement of pensions of ex-servicemen and suggested always ensuring financial integrity in their careers. He added that being in service of Bharat, home to one-sixth of humanity, is a blessing. Drawn by the spiritual grandeur of the Mahakumbh, a group of 68 Hindu devotees from Pakistan's Sindh province arrived in Prayagraj yesterday and took a holy dip at the Sangam. According to the UP Information Department, the devotees performed rituals at the sacred confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and the mythical Saraswati, offering prayers for their forefathers. Mahant Ramnath, who accompanied the group, said they had first visited Haridwar, where they immersed the ashes of their ancestors and performed rituals before coming to the Mahakumbh. The 38th Suraj Kund International Crafts Fair, a unique confluence of colours, arts, crafts, music and cultural heritage, is starting from today in Faridabad. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will be the chief guest on the occasion. The programme will be presided over by Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini. In the Indian Super League, ISL football, FC Goa defeated Odisha FC by 2-1 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa last night. FC Goa jumped to the second spot, replacing Jamshedpur FC, as a result of this triumph, having 36 points to their name. And that is the end of this news bulletin.